Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Oh, everyone's always going to say you're wrong, even when you're right. Let's start it off here. Are you still wondering about the mystery illness that Kristaps Porzingis suffered in that postseason run last season?
Not now that we heard that it's POTS, which I didn't know what POTS was. I didn't know that POTS was a thing. But yeah, apparently Kristaps suffering from the old POTS last year. And if you don't know what POTS is, it is a virus, I think, or I don't know exactly what. But
I've got it right here from Noah Dalzell, a great Celtics writer. Mm-hmm. POTS, and autonomic condition that can dramatically increase a patient's heart rate when standing up instead of spread horizontal. And then it goes on to say, in his worst moments, Porzingis' heart rate could stabilize while laying down, but the act of standing up could rev it to 130 beats per minute.
130 beats per minute? Oh my God. That sounds like a lot. I don't know exactly. I mean, I feel like that's a lot. That sounds like, you know, like meth levels or something, like 130 beats per minute. So that's, your heart's racing if you're doing that. And so when he was lying down, he was fine. But when he stood up, not like stood up and started running or stood up and was working out or lifting weights or anything, just the act of standing up for Kristaps Porzingis made his heart go into turbo drive. And he was dealing with that, what, all year? Really? That sounds miserable. Oh my God, does that sound miserable? Kristaps Porzingis, over the course of his career, has had a whole bunch of weird injuries. But that one low-key sounds like the worst. I know he, like, destroyed his leg one year. He broke, I forget exactly what he broke. He broke something, but, you know, he was out.
I think
for
it was just
year.
Like a really severe torn ACL.
Or maybe that was it, yeah. But either way, he's had some bad physical injuries. This sounds worse than that. It sounds like worse than all of those. Breaking a bone or tearing a ligament and all that, like, that sucks. But at the very least, you know, okay, there's a recovery time. There's a precedent for this. I'll be able to come back after I rehab and do this and this and this. When you can't stand up without your heart racing 130 beats per minute, which, again, sounds like a lot, then what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to live your life? Like, forget about playing basketball. How are you supposed to get up and go eat breakfast? How are you supposed to get out of bed? Right? Like, how the only way you can stabilize your heart is by lying flat on the ground. First of all, for someone like me who enjoys not moving for long periods of time, that sounds manageable. It doesn't sound fun, but it sounds like I could manage it. What if, like, what about, like, sitting? If he's sitting, like, you know, so he's got to go to the bathroom. Can he crawl to the bathroom and sit, or is the act of sitting on the toilet? He's so tall. I mean, he's sitting as a normal guy standing. Kristaps Porzingis is so tall that when he's in, like, a public restroom sitting on the toilet, his head's up over the door. You know, like, he's that tall. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems like it would be. So I think that it just sounds like a really tall guy thing. I've never heard of anybody having this before. I've never heard of this thing before. But it sounds like, you know, a guy who's 7'4" or whatever he is. Maybe a unique injury to people that size. Either way, it sounds miserable. I'm rooting for Porzingis in Atlanta. He's a guy that I think was instrumental in this team becoming what it was to win that championship. I wish that he would have stayed healthy, but it's Porzingis. He never stays healthy. But I hope that whatever this thing is, this POTS thing, is over with. He's playing now, so it's got to be done with, right?
Yeah, he said during press day, I think, in Atlanta, that like it's in his rear view. He's good. Not dealing with it anymore.
Let's hope it doesn't bounce back up. I don't know if it has like a recurrence or if that's a common thing. I really don't know anything about it, but it sounds awful.
I want to stay with the NBA here and get a little nostalgic on you. David's going to throw this one up on the Twitch chat, but guess what's returning to the NBA? That would be the famous logo that you would see center court of the NBA Finals. According to multiple sources, including Shams Charania, he says the NBA will return to painting the Larry O'Brien trophy at center court and final script logo on the home team's floor for the finals starting this season. Now, we haven't seen this since 2009, but I don't know about you, Arkan. I'm getting excited that they're bringing it back to this.
Can I be perfectly honest with you? I had no idea they stopped doing that. I had no idea that 2009 was the last time they've had this. It was 16 years ago.
That's right.
Really? You ever heard of the Mandela effect? You know what the Mandela effect is?
I've heard of it, but don't ask me to define it.
It's when you remember things wrongly, but like you really have a clear memory of them, but it's not right. That happens to me all the time. My brain is just a constant Mandela effect, like all the time. I don't know exactly what the etymology of it is, why it's called the Mandela effect, but it's when you have a very clear memory of something, and it's not just you, but like everybody remembers something that never happened. Or everybody remembers, has a memory of something, but it's not exactly how you remember it, like a line in a movie or an old ad jingle and what the lyrics are, just something like that. You know, there's a lot of, that's sort of the Mandela effect. I just looked at that court, and if you had told me that they had been using it the entire time, I would have said, yeah, okay, that's right, that makes sense. I didn't know that they stopped using it. Why did they stop using it? Was there a reason why? Because, honestly, I didn't even know. I had no idea.
They'd probably need to fit in more to advertisements or something like that.
I guess. I mean, you could put it over the trophy, couldn't you? Just because the trophy's there doesn't mean you can't stick an ad on top of it. It's America still, after all, isn't it? You can advertise on anything you want. Philly's making a bit of a comeback right now. They've cut the lead down to 4. As about 8 minutes left to go in the game. Celtics looking for an opening night win. Derek White hit a couple of big threes to get him that lead, but looks like he's cooled off a little bit here. In this fourth quarter, we'll keep you posted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Get over here!
Okay, I want to do something a little interactive with you here, Arkan. Have you heard of this new thing that's going around on social media, the Whitney Houston Challenge?
The Whitney Houston Challenge?
So.
No, I do not.
Okay, I will break it down for you as best I can. So, as you know in the song, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, before the big chorus, there's that big drum strike. And this is just what it sounds like. So essentially, the challenge has been people have been trying to time it up so that they can hit the drum strike at the exact same time, if that makes any sense.
Hit it at the same time as what?
As the drum. So basically what you do...
You have to have a drum?
No. You can just like hit a table or whatever. Like if you hit... The idea is you try to hit it at the same time as that drum.
Okay.
So you can line it up.
Line up what?
So you can hit it at the same time.
Hit what at the same time?
You just smack a table or you
I
hit
just,
a drum.
So we play the song and I try and hit the table at the same time as the drum comes on the song?
Right. That's essentially the challenge.
That's a... Why is... What? What? That's so stupid. Why would you... Do you have to sing or anything, or you just have to hit the table?
No, you just have to line up whenever you smack the table with when that drum plays before the chorus.
And you're listening to the song and you know when it's going to happen?
Yeah, you try and time it up.
Okay. This is a challenge? What's the challenge? How is it a challenge if you know when it's coming?
You get pride or whatever.
How do you get pride? If like I understand the flipping the water bottle thing because you actually have to do something. If you know when the drum strike is coming... Just like if you know when a certain lyric of the song is coming, how's that different from singing a lyric when it comes up in the song? You know what I mean? Like, why? How is that? What's impressive about that? I don't understand. What's impressive, you kids? And why are young kids now into an old Whitney Houston song? How'd that become a thing?
Look, do you want to try it or not?
I don't understand what to do. So what, you're going to play the song and I'm just going to hit the table?
I'm going to play the song and you're going to try and time when you hit the table with when the drum plays.
Okay. Go ahead. I guess play the song.
Joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you love.
And yeah. I was off by a little bit. Right? That was close.
Yeah,
how
you're
close
a little
do you
bit
to be,
late.
To be right on it? I haven't heard that song in
yeah,
a while.
You got to be right on it.
Okay.
I'll give you another attempt if you want.
I don't
want
to do this anymore. We can move on. If we have anything.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
That's what I get for trying to relate to the youth of America, for crying out loud.
All right, I'm seeing on the text line here, just before you get to The Producer's Point, someone saying you have to pound the table and hold down for as long as she holds the note. I still don't understand what
that
the point
doesn't
of that
make
is.
Any sense to me. I literally just found this out like hours ago.
Some
and I was like,
yeah,
this could be something.
To do the real Whitney Houston challenge, you have to smoke a bunch of crack. That's what the texter said. I didn't say that. Rest in power, Whitney. I miss you. I miss Whitney. Whitney was great. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know how to transition to my point after that. But of course, I do want to keep it with the Celtics, obviously, on opening night. The big thing that I want to hit on is not necessarily Jaylen Brown. It's not necessarily how the team is going to do. But I kind of want to talk about Derek White here. Because obviously, we could make the argument that he was number three on the list when it comes to the championship team. He was behind Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, maybe sometimes Porzingis, Horford. Anyway, my point is, this is the year for Derek White to have that firm breakout. He's been flashing it now and again, and he's gotten close to being named an all-star. He's made a defensive team. I think this is the prime opportunity for Derek White to have the best season of his career. Now, obviously, it's not starting out too great, but I think this is the year that he'll make an all-star team. He'll make all-defensive first team. I believe he made second team a year or two ago, and then first team before that. But I think he'll get as many awards as he possibly can. But the big ones are he makes his first all-star team, and he once again is all-defensive first team, and maybe even defensive player of the year. I'll even throw that out there. But 25-26 is the year for Derek White.
All right, there you go. That is the producer point. Derek White's had a couple of nice block shots in this game that I've seen in the third quarter and also in the first half. I saw him getting up there. He's such a good shot blocker for a guard, really for any player. He's tremendous at that. Defensive player of the year, it's tough. Guards don't win it very often, so I hope that'd be nice. That'd be a nice thing for him if he can do it. And it'd be really nice considering the fact that last year against Mikal Bridges, he kind of got seen. Kind of got exposed a little bit. I love to see Derek White bounce back. I'm a huge Derek White fan. He went to Colorado. And that is the producer's point. from Joe Braverman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.